You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Michael Calhoun on this Friday morning. We have John Hancock and Michael Kelly in studio with us. And of course, we had our Vice President Kamala Harris accepting the nomination for president last night. One of the big questions that a lot of people had was whether she would hit all the points that she needed to, not only for her base, but maybe to attract some of those folks that are undecided, maybe even some Republicans. What do you think? Did she check off the boxes?
Oh, I think she more than checked off the boxes of what the campaign was trying to accomplish. What the pundits, I'm not so sure. What we saw this entire week was just a masterful execution of a political campaign and its convention. And I think John may agree, may not disagree. By the way, I was very complimentary of the Republicans. I thought the Republicans' convention was fine up until about 10 minutes into Donald Trump's speech when he went wacky and ruined the whole thing for him. The Democrats executed this to a T. And last night we saw Kamala Harris come out, introduce her own personal life story. It's an American story if you listen to it. It's compelling. And there's a lot of families out there that are just like it. She then went into the prosecution of Donald Trump, then went forward with how she would seize the world and the important things as it relates to health care access and guns, et cetera, all the way to NATO, and finished making this a patriotic speech, much like what you would have expected to hear at a Republican convention in the 1980s. And I think she's launched this campaign, and she's trying to start a movement here, and the Republicans are on their heels.
Yeah, it was all right. I do think they are definitely managing this. They have seized the opportunity presented to them when Nancy Pelosi got Joe Biden to step down. It's a fundamentally different campaign now. And they certainly have the momentum. You're going to see a spike in the polls. Harris is going to be ahead. The presidential race is going to come down to Georgia and Arizona and Nevada, I think. And, if you had to look at it sitting here today, I think she probably wins. Donald Trump's got some work to do, and there's going to need to be some retooling done in the messaging for the Trump campaign. Otherwise, this is not going to go well. Now, in terms of the substance of the speech last night, there wasn't any. There's no real economic vision for the country. And I thought she did a good job talking about NATO and the significance of American leadership in the world. That was good. And Michael's right. All the USA chants. When's the last time you heard a USA chant at a Democratic event? I can't remember one. So they accomplished quite a bit this week.
Yeah, that struck me flipping around yesterday. Scott Jennings was saying that he was surprised by the American flags and the chants of USA, and he's had the same kind of remark. Switched over to Fox, and Dana Perino was saying that while she thought the bio part of the speech was a little long, she liked the national security part. Was it kind of surprising that this was kind of a moderate speech?
Well, I mean, look, the main narrative that the Democrats have had about the Republican campaign is that it's weird. They're talking about weird things. And I think what the Democrats were trying to propose last night is we want to talk about the issues and real things that affect everyday lives. So it may have been a surprise, but I mean, if you think back to that Republican convention, it was anger. You know, let's deport people. Let's throw people in jail. We need the military to come out. You didn't hear that hateful rhetoric last night. So I think these campaigns are drawn up into a side of one that's trying to sell positivity and one that's trying to sell grievance.
It was a little bit like last night. It was a little bit like watching Megan Green come out and talk about the need for law and order and tax incentives to lure businesses to St. Louis. The speech that Kamala Harris gave last night bears no resemblance to who she has been for her however many decades in public life. And so that's a little harder to swallow.
Is that going to be part of the message that the Trump camp will have to get across? That maybe there is, it's not as moderate as it would appear from last night?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the problem with the Trump campaign is the messenger. And the messenger is unable to effectively deliver that kind of a message, I'm afraid. But, you know, he's either going to do it or he's not, and we'll all find out in the next 74 days.
How about the tweets yesterday that sent people into a frenzy thinking there was going to be some big special surprise guest last night?
Well, and the surprise guest wound up being the vice president, right? It may have been a stroke of genius to stroke that flame last night. I bet there were a lot of televisions that were otherwise would have been tuned to something else in the hopes that they may see Beyonce or Taylor Swift. And what they saw last night was the vice president launching their campaign.
They should have known better. There was, I think, the Chiefs had a preseason game last night. Taylor Swift wasn't going to be there.
It was a plane that went from Chicago, from Nashville to Chicago. You know, people love to track the planes on social media.
And once you get into the Swiftie algorithm, buddy, it gets fed to you constantly. I am a Swiftie and I don't follow any of them. They send it to me on the algorithm.
One last quick thing.
Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What's going to happen with him?
Well, he's going to probably get out and endorse Trump, and it will have a minimal impact, but that impact will accrue to Trump.
And he will truly and finally kill the best asset he has, which is the most famous name in the country. I think he goes down in flames as a laughing stock at the hands of his own family.